Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I was having a discussion with someone that was like, I cannot believe it's December. I was like, I think that's everybody. Like, how has it come to the end of 2025 already? I mean, we're practically there. Going to start a brand new year. And just like clockwork, here come the end of the year review lists.
Recaps.
And better than all of that, predictions.
Like Nostradamus?
No, not. If you got one of those.
Do we need to get back into our world ending
please,
theories?
Please message it to your boys.
2026 doesn't look good, you'll remember.
I would love, but if you happen to be looking at your feed and there is like, hey, here's all the predictions.
Are you a psychic?
Yeah.
Tell us.
If you are a psychic, I can promise you one exposures to Houston for your gifts. In exchange, we'll give you a whole hour if you're a psychic. No? You're acting like that's contingent.
This feels a bridge too far.
Yeah, never mind. All right, moving on. Now, these are predictions. This one in particular is
trend
about,
predictions.
Yeah, trends, you know, fashion, that type of thing. But more for this purpose, we're talking food. What are the upcoming food trends that we're going to see in 2026? Some of them, you know, the sweet and spicy trend.
Swicy.
Oh, I hate that word. Yes, the swicy trend will continue because people love that nonsense. But right under that is one of the very top trends, water. But not just water. Artisanal water.
Tell me what they mean by that. Because isn't that the thing with bottled water? It's all from some made up spring or aquifer or
someone dips your bottle into the
river or whatever.
Clear, crisp mountain stream, screws on a little top, and then sends it to you. Yeah. Kroger.
Or so the commercial tells me.
Or the
hotel you're staying in. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris's water is like allegedly Seaforce from his private aquifer.
Yes.
My brain just immediately goes to like Chuck Norris in his barn just filling up bottles of water from the tap.
I would never say that that's what Chuck Norris is doing because I'm
not to speak ill of Chuck Norris.
If
Norris.
If he walked through that door, I would not be able to prove it. I feel there were consequences.
Like, hey, buddy.
But I like to believe that somewhere in Navajo, Texas, there is a mountain that I've somehow missed driving back and
forth. With all this pure water.
Yeah, like the mountains of Navajo, Texas with these pure, and Chuck is up there doing
only
like.
Only Chuck Norris could bottle.
Meditating and filling bottles of water. Yeah, you get
with
the
his
point.
Mind.
Exactly. No. These, they're basically people that are finding the water, the best water in the world, sourced from like all of these mineral springs, all of these fancy places, and then selling it to you, they say. Some restaurants are now hiring water sommeliers.
Whoa.
With the intent of creating water flights and water tasting menus.
What? A boring experience that must be.
What?
Yes, I'll take the water tasting. Thank you.
I'd like a flight, please, of the waters.
That you will pay big money for.
It's gonna be, yeah.
When, pro tip, water's free.
Water's free. And much like others who, again, bottle water all over the place, I guarantee you that water sommelier was number one was on the line cook line last week.
Right.
Number two.
Or the unemployment line, more likely.
Just filling some stuff up out of various
bottles. I want to become a water sommelier.
Let's start looking.
I need to know how their job involves assessing water based on factors like mineral content, texture, and taste.
Boy, you would have some fun here.
And then recommending specific waters to complement foods.
Can we open
does
a
water
spot?
Not complement all food?
Just let's open a spot and just do the very. I'll sell some Pearland water. Give me some Richmond water.
Like the only water you'd be able to rule out immediately would be Magnolia water.
That might be the most popular. You see things with some of that Texas City water. You never know. Good morning, with Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the bull.
How do you ever wonder, seriously?
Yeah.
How did we survive?
No clue.
The 80s, 90s, early 2000s. I don't remember people walking around with water bottles. We're all so hydrated now. Like, oh, what did Lord. We do before?
Oh, Lord. No, okay. So, like, in school? Like, when you were, like, we had
fountains. Well, in school, it was like a water fountain.
You had a water fountain.
Like,
that was
no
it.
No one had water bottles. You weren't allowed to have water bottles.
No, that would be what people looked at you like you're crazy.
Because they put vodka in those.
What's coming up in things you need to know?
Holiday shopping continues to smash all the records. The reports of Willie Nelson's death have been greatly exaggerated.
The what?
And Airbnb invests in a Houston project ahead of the World Cup. The things you need to know now, next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Because I like to add to our ever-growing confusion on the current state of the economy.
Oh, that's the, look, I just gave up trying to understand it.
We were talking about totals spent between, not even factoring in Cyber Monday, but it was Thanksgiving, Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. Those results were crazy. They broke records
like,
for the weekend.
Yeah, like the most, it.
We were joking about how many people, though, were actually out. Maybe it was 30 people that just had a lot of cash to burn.
Just like the not so much people shopping at Walmart, but like the Walmart
like
family
Walmart.
Shopping.
Who are like yeah, people buying
exactly.
Walmarts?
The Waltons.
No, as it turns out, a record 202.9 million U.S. shoppers hit stores and websites during the five-day stretch from Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. That is up from 197 million shoppers last year.
I don't understand. Is this one of those situations where you tell all your friends that you ain't got any money? Like, you're just like, I'm so stressed. Don't ask
probably.
Me.
Probably. I'm strapped for cash.
Yeah, but in reality.
Or it's like, what did you get for Black Friday? And you say, oh, nothing, because you want to appear above it.
Exactly.
But in reality, you're like, I got kids.
Bang,
man, of course.
Bang,
I bought all
bang,
the things on
bang,
Black. What
bang,
didn't I buy bang. On Black Friday?
Because that says we have all got a secret stash of cash.
And it's interesting because it's almost split between shopping online and in stores based on this. 129.5 million people went through stores, went through the doors, crossed the threshold. That's up 3% from last year.
Malls are so bad.
You still had more people shopping online. But again, close, 134.9 million on the internet.
I like
That's
it.
Up 9%.
That's pretty
Black
cool.
Friday remained the most popular shopping day with shoppers, and they were spending an average of $337 per trip, which is up from $315 last year. I mean, yeah, everything's increased. Like, I know prices have also increased.
That's been up first
still,
and foremost.
But still.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The NRF forecast holiday spending will top $1 trillion this year for the first time ever. That's trillion with a T.
$1 trillion on holidays. $1 trillion.
Someone make it make sense. Because I got nothing.
Wow. Okay.
Much like Willie Nelson. Did you know Willie Nelson is technically always trending? Because he, along with a few other celebrities like Dolly Parton,
yes.
are frequently Googled to ensure they are still, in fact, tethered to this mortal plane.
Okay, so are we talking? Yeah, that it's a common thing for this to be in question.
Yeah, the Google search is for Willie Nelson death.
Oh, hate
nuts.
That. Hate
They're
that.
Nuts. And while that's been going on for a few years now for the 92-year-old, the introduction of AI has made this problem even worse.
Oh, those.
Because now you've got fabricated pictures
to
go along with your RIP Willie Facebook posts.
I have seen my share of these, and it's just...
It's hilarious because, granted, they aren't all great.
No, they're not.
And that's something that the redheaded stranger himself would like addressed. So he posted about this. It was a funny series of photos. And then if you believe those AI death stories one more time, like naturally these sort of death posts would be upsetting. You know, if you're the person and you're, not, you're very much alive.
If you're alive to read it, it would hit you a certain way.
But it's got
to
be even worse when some of these clickbaity type stories and posts get more interaction than your own.
Yes, I know. That's the real insult right there.
The
it's like they've been shared a million times. And it's like, this doesn't seem fair. It's not fair.
Guys, I'm still here. Share the stuff I'm putting out there.
Interact with me.
You can
still give him his flowers. He has not passed away.
Bottom line, don't just blindly believe what you see online.
No.
Okay, there's always been fake news, but now
Now it's so much worse.
Rampant.
Yeah.
And I'd like to end with this great quote from Crowd.com.
Okay.
Regardless of how unbelievable or fake the AI-generated posts look, it still fools people, especially older folks. These AI accounts use people like Nelson and George Strait because they are beloved figures, especially among older people.
Wow, that's offensive and interesting at the same time. Like, very informative.
Feel like their appeal is universal to Texans, but
yeah,
you know.
No, I feel like this. It's been explained, and I feel insulted all at once. That's hard to do.
Well played.
Good job, boys.
Well played. I do like that it was written by a human, so at least there's that. And Airbnb has pledged $1 million to enhance the Columbia Tap Trail in Houston's Third Ward ahead of the World Cup.
Really?
Yeah. So the funding, it's going to support programs that'll make soccer more accessible to kids in the city through Impact Houston 2026. And the trail, I know there was a lot of news about this yesterday, will be part of the Green Corridor, which is the network of paths connecting neighborhoods to NRG Stadium.
Yeah.
The improvements include safety upgrades, lighting enhancements, things like that. The Houston 2026 World Cup host committee aims to create a lasting legacy with eco-friendly transportation options for fans during the tournament.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah, so basically a lot of Airbnbs. I'll make sure they get rented for the World Cup. And so it's be better for business if you can walk straight to the stadium.
Do what you got to do.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito, Katie. 100.3 The Bull. Speaking of Airbnb,
that's it. I had it on my mind mm-hmm. because I knew we were going to talk about short-term rentals,
yes,
Airbnbs and things versus hotels, because you'd asked me about it yesterday after the show.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm not going to reveal what I have in front of me,
right?
Which is how many Americans prefer one versus the other, but. Hotels versus Airbnbs. If you're traveling somewhere, what is your preference? And we do want to hear from you. 713-881-5500. You are?
I'm Airbnbs all the way.
Preference.
Like, once I discovered the existence of Airbnbs with children specifically, I've never gone back.
Is that it?
I think if I was traveling for work by myself, I would prefer a hotel.
Right.
But with the family on a vacation, I want a house where I'm not right on top of other people, right? So if my kids cry, I'm not worried that someone's going to complain to the front desk. You know, they wake up with a night terror or whatever the case, right? Or they're running around and now the people underneath you are complaining. And sure, there should be a bigger part of me that's like, who cares? But I mean, I care.
See, that's interesting.
And it ruins my time.
I avoid them like the plague.
But in a house, they have more freedom.
It doesn't it creep you out?
No.
That at all? Like, you don't feel like it's somewhat... So I can't get that part out of my head.
That it is someone's. But why don't you
house?
Think about that with hotels? Like, how many people have come before? It's almost worse when you think about it.
The hotel's like an army.
It's like a rotating door.
Well, look, this is what we're saying. Like, which one do you pick? If it's you, just because we want to see how this lines up. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. If you have to pick hotel or Airbnb or whatever. Yeah, the why is what I'm curious about.
That's the other thing with hotels. I said even traveling for work or something similar alone, I'd pick hotel, but I don't know if I would love that. I mean, the first thing I do in a hotel is put the do not disturb sign out, because I don't
That's
like
true.
The idea of people
That's
coming
true.
In my room and looking through my stuff when I'm there. Like, no, thank you. And then I always move some piece of furniture, usually the heaviest thing that I can physically move, in front of the door, because those locks are trash.
Call us. 713-881-5500. Weigh in. We'll get back to this coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Yeah. So, again, just trying to test this out, because I do have the results here.
You're going on a trip.
Yeah. Right.
Do you prefer...
Prefer.
...to stay at a hotel?
Right.
Any kind of hotel.
Yes.
Or a short-term rental, a la Airbnb.
Or company
Verbo
of your
whatever.
Choice. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito and Katie, what you got?
I really think Airbnbs are better.
Airbnbs?
1,000%.
Why?
just because, like, you have your own space, and, like, you don't have to worry about, like, Like she said, anyone coming in or anything. Like it's just you and your family.
So just the isolation.
Yeah, what about adjoining rooms? That's a whole door in your room. Someone is on the other side of that.
I mean, now that you mention it that way.
Like that is
fairly eerie.
Don't like that. And it would be an easy door to kick down, and who would know? Who would know?
Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, all right, you have a preference between Airbnbs and hotels. What is it?
Short-term stays, hotels. If it's just going to be a night, maybe two.
Okay.
And if it's going to be longer, an Airbnb. Also, it kind of, to me, depends on who all's going. Like you said, if it's a family, you need more room, more space. How long you're going to be there, you can hang out. You know, if you're just going to be there for a night while you're traveling through, a hotel's what you want.
I'm going to give you the benefit on that it depends who it's with, because there's been a trend that I've seen. Like, my wife will take work trips, and the work trip, instead of going to hotels now, will just book an Airbnb for everyone in the lab, and then they have to stay at this conference.
Oh, all together?
All together in this Airbnb. Which,
now it's a hostel.
You are like family to me. That's not idea. That is not anything. Me and you, Nick, and our bosses are going.
No,
I like a hotel because it gives you your kind of your own space, and I don't feel sus going to the hotel. I don't feel like I'm getting, you know, in the middle of some neighborhood. No, I go right to the hotel. There's lights everywhere. There's someone watching my parking. I go in. I feel observed, watched, and safe. When I go into a hotel, I don't know that I get that in an Airbnb.
And this might be different for a woman, but I don't necessarily, depending on time, feel all that safe when I'm walking down a hotel corridor.
That is the creepy part
for you. With all those doors,
that's
because
wild.
I'm like, I don't know who's behind them, who could jump out. Not that they would, but it could happen. And you know, with your Airbnb, by and large, you're pretty good. You know, pretty safe. It's just a house.
Now, obviously, we've heard from some of you guys all Airbnb.
Yeah.
Text messages. All Airbnb. It was like, oh, it's Airbnb all the time. According to this, almost 70% of Americans, if given the option, prefer hotels.
Really?
Now, it is from a company called Upgraded Points, which makes me think that this could be from a hotel.
Got some skin in the game.
Which is why we wanted to test this out. I was like, that seems shockingly high based on what we're hearing today. But, dude, thank you so much.
I like that you have a system.
I do like the system.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it's very, very well thought out.
Yeah, I just like full bottles of shampoo.
and for the record, there is no way my company that I would go with a bunch of people I work with and stay in a house together. I don't even do that with friends very often.
Who would?
Two words. A shared bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Guys, No.
Nope.
Have a great day, my man.
Later.
Frito, Katie, what was the best part of your day yesterday? I thought it was a fairly good day yesterday.
Yeah, we had
our
company Christmas party.
Blast.
Got it out of the way early.
And I will say this. Great time.
It was.
Not the best part of my day. Best part of my day was rolling up to Mack Hike Chevrolet.
Literally minutes before they closed.
So close to the wire. So close to the wire, because we were looking around. We just happened to be in Katie.
Yep.
Like, you know,
we got a
we
text.
Should go. Yeah, like Antoine saying, hey, you know.
Yeah, GM of Mack Hike Chevy. Antoine Burke's like, hey, come get these gifts.
And so, like, yeah,
yes,
why
chef.
Not? Why not? Dude, you guys are.
You understood the assignment.
You understood the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
We did a great pickup yesterday. A lot of you have dropped off your Christmas kids gifts, like all labeled, all and again, you see some of those items that you knew were on that kids.
Yeah, specifically.
Yes,
like the tennis bag.
The tennis bag. There was a kid that wanted a tennis bag.
And we asked Appelchin about it because. Yeah. We wanted to make sure, okay, does he want an actual bag for tennis rackets?
Yeah.
Or does he just want a sports bag?
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't play tennis, well.
We're kind of out of luck there, right?
But
maybe someone just called it the wrong thing.
He had just joined the tennis team.
He did. He wanted something
for his
racket.
So he wanted something for his racket.
And sure enough, under the tree
at
Mack Hike Chevrolet, a tennis bag, along with the other stuff on the list. Mm-hmm. Tell me that doesn't put Christmas in your heart. Now, for those of you who are still either shopping or waiting
prepping.
To drop off, prepping, whatever,
yeah.
That's fine. You have until next Wednesday. December the 10th is the deadline. But you have to get the presents over to Mack Hike Chevrolet so we can do the rest with our friends at DePelchin. Remember, don't wrap them. Don't do that. Just make sure they are labeled.
Mm-hmm. And as predicted, a lot of people are using bags.
Yes.
So they're affixing the Christmas kid tag, whether they got it off the tree at Mack Hike or they printed the one that we sent them, attaching it to bags, or they're putting them in boxes and labeling the boxes, like pretty much every corner of the box is labeled. However you want to do it, just, yeah, don't wrap the gifts, label them in some capacity, and then we will make sure the kids get the gifts in time for the big day.
Correct. And if you missed any part of this, that's why the website is there. You get all the details you need at mychristmaskids.com.
Remember, Mack Hike Chevy not open on Sundays, but they are open late. We can confirm.
when they say a time, yes, they will
be
there.
Right up until that time.
Good morning, we're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. You are listening for keywords all day today because you have a chance to win a trip to see Parker McCollum New Year's Eve in Fort Worth. Hotel stay brought to you by our friends at Universal Music Group. Thank you for that. First keyword coming up around 9:05.
Before that, a cold moon is rising. Stranger Things is headed to theaters. And if you've ever wondered what it would cost to book the plaza like Kevin McAllister, brace yourself. Things you need to know now. Next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
A celestial event not to be missed. The last supermoon of 2025 will rise Thursday night.
Really?
It's called the cold moon.
I thought we just had a supermoon.
But this is the last one.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
I feel like they could have...
The cold moon?
Given it a better name.
This sounds like the
didn't really get much thought. Oh, it's winter.
The next twilight drop.
Call it the cold moon. It'll look larger than usual as the lunar orbit swings relatively closer to Earth. NASA says the moon will be a mere 221,000 miles from Earth Thursday night.
You could basically hit it with, I don't know what, a rocket maybe.
There's a meteor shower that's also due to start this week.
What?
But it's not expected to peak until December 13th and 14th. That's when NASA says up to 120 meteors should be visible per hour.
Per hour.
On a clear night sky.
That's a lot of falling rocks, y'all. That's a lot of falling rocks.
And a lot of falling rocks you won't see, I guess, if you're like in the city.
Just know they're up there like, on their way down.
How clear does it have to be?
Exactly.
Are we talking about clouds or pollution?
Like a nice meteor shower.
Do I want to see it coming?
Exactly. I like to see the threat from space coming.
Did Nostradamus give me a date?
No, not yet. Think about
the falling space rocks. No? Okay. In other news, let's talk Netflix. They have dropped info on the Stranger Things movie theater screening.
Okay.
So they have released the full list of cities and theaters that will be participating in the season 5 finale of Stranger Things. The confirmed runtime is 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Mm.
And the screenings will happen on December 31st.
Oh, it's a New Year's Eve thing.
It's a New Year's Eve thing.
All right.
So 8 p.m. Eastern, and they're timed to the finale's global premiere on Netflix.
Oh, wow. All right. So either you watch it on Netflix or you go into theaters and watch it there.
There's over 500 nationwide. They got the full list and RSVP information.
Oh, Lord.
On stfinale.com.
I've still got it in my queue, and I've in the past been a massive fan. I'm just wondering, like, it seems like it's a lot of an investment to watch this. You can see every episode's like an hour and a half long or whatever. Do we like it still? Those of you who have seen it, is it good? Am I gonna like the direction it's headed? Because that didn't happen to me for Game of Thrones. That last season was
real rough.
Are we happy?
I can't speak to that, but I was thinking, how would this movie screening do? But I'm reminded of Harry Potter. I mean, I think it'll do very well. If you did kind of fall out with the show, maybe you just want to see the conclusion.
And if you don't have anything to do for New Year's Eve?
Maybe that's
kind of cool.
Maybe that's enticing. I don't understand this. Prices paid for reservations will go toward concessions and not a ticket.
What is that about? What kind of weird loophole are you guys cooking up?
Right.
Strange.
And speaking of pricing, as we know, everything in life has gotten more expensive, especially if you're talking about in the 33 years that have passed since Home Alone 2 came out.
Oh, man.
But let's look at that trip to the Plaza
Hotel.
I'm
dreading this price
that Kevin takes in the movie.
Yes.
The one where Donald Trump is featured.
Yes.
There are two things I love from the Home Alone universe. It's the report every year that comes out as to whether or not the dudes would have survived all their injuries.
I'll spoil that one for you.
No. They would have died almost immediately. And then, of course, the ever-rising cost of the Plaza stay.
Okay.
So the price tag has climbed 303% over the last three decades. So when it came out in 1992, his room service bill alone was nearly $1,000.
Holy
He
cow.
Did get an incredible 16-scoop ice cream sundae out of it.
Yes, he did.
So that's the best, worth noting.
The best ice cream experiences there's ever been. Hands down, there's no second place.
But ordering that same feast now would be $2,233.89, which is an increase of 130.9% and cost more than the total hotel bill from 1992.
That's bonkers.
Which was $1,100 at the time.
Okay.
Now it's $6,244.
Really?
Almost a 500% increase.
I mean, honestly, that's I was thinking more unattainable than that.
Yeah, what would you have guessed?
Like, I would have guessed 25 to 30.
And he only stays a night.
It's the Plaza.
But it's not like the most expensive. Like, they do have rooms that are like $30,000 a night. But
Right. Okay, yeah.
Like, he stays in like a pretty standard room at the Plaza.
Does he? I remember him having
like a suite.
You know,
I can't remember.
And again, the ice cream, for someone to wheel a cart full of ice cream and toppings into your, how much would you pay
for
that?
Is that a thing that you can get?
What do you mean a thing? It better be a thing.
The Home Alone Sunday. It's $350.
That's the deal.
Pretty good.
Just get a regular room. Get the Home Alone Sunday.
Well, it's
call it a night.
It's still going to be quite pricey. Oh, what would I say? $6,000 for the stay and then the ice cream. It's an expensive night.
Well, you know what, guys? The way y'all have been buying on Black Friday.
Right.
Just roll with
it. Pennies.
You good for it.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Emily, thanks again for sending us that message about your mom. We read it. Immediately, we're calling her.
Mm-hmm.
She's straight to the top of the pile.
I mean, yeah, I'm actually kind of starting to worry about how quickly you guys responded.
Well, look, you said your mom's house hunting, and you refuse to go with her at all anymore. And so we just wanted to get a little clarity on
that. Walk us through some of these quirks that you mentioned. You said she gets comfortable. Very comfortable at open houses. What does that mean exactly?
I was very polite when I sent you that email. So I have to be honest. I mean, wow, I'm just patting myself on the back for my self-restraint. So my mom doesn't tour houses. She stress tests them.
stress tests.
What?
She takes it to the limit. Yeah, I mean, she opens every drawer, every door, every cabinet. You know, she checks the water pressure. She'll test the sturdiness of a towel rack.
No.
She brings them. Yeah, I mean, one time she brings a marble with her, and she'll roll it on the floor to make sure the floors are even, because, you know, make sure the foundation was laid properly.
That's dedication.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds thorough. Like...
I'm like, what happened to you? Like, it's not like you ever lived in some cruddy apartment, you know, that I'm aware of that you're having to like.
This
I mean,
is
she's
why,
like,
Emily, this is
that's,
why.
That's
I guess. Oh, I mean, yeah.
That type of commitment.
And I think the straw that broke the camel's back was she took off her coat once and got into somebody's bed. And
she
No.
She surely did, and fully stretched out, you know, like full starfish, you know, and you have the whole bed to yourself.
Wow.
Hand behind her head. I mean, she had like no shame. She honestly could have fallen asleep if there weren't other people also taking a house tour. I mean, there was people living there. Like, their clothes are still in the closet. Their shoes are there.
Yeah, you're trying to buy their stuff.
Clearly. So, okay, I just want to clear. She just laid right down, no hesitation whatsoever.
Yeah, she just keeps saying, you know, I need to feel the space. I need to get a feel for the energy. Like, that somehow makes up for this. I think it's a huge violation. I was like, Mom, you're in someone's sheets. That's not feeling the space.
Yeah, you're becoming the space now. Yeah,
okay.
And I also...
so, boundaries aside, I mean, maybe she's just that enthusiastic about the process.
I mean, that's very nice of you to say, but she's just crazy. And it's been going on for too long, and it's a shame because I do want to help her, but I was so embarrassed. I mean, okay. Getting in the bed,
right.
And people, it looks like I'm like her keeper,
sure.
And I, you
oh,
know,
no,
didn't,
no. All right,
let's give her, yeah.
But let's pause. So the point of this, okay. Obviously, we want to talk to your mom directly. It's cool if we loop her in.
Absolutely. I would actually love for her to have to explain this to someone other than me. But just, you know, prepare yourselves.
Prepared. Hang tight. Talking to Mom. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Emily is helping her mom house hunt. Or I should say she was helping her mom house hunt.
Yeah, she desires to continue.
Now she refuses.
Yeah.
Because
can't do it.
Her mom, she gets real personal on open houses.
The word stress test was used for a lot of reasons, but like again, the thing that I think jumps out at everybody is part of the stress test has included getting into the bed.
Someone else's bed.
And getting a feel
in front of other people.
It was an open house.
I get opening doors, drawers. Not all the time, but you gotta see some things, but that bridge too far.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get Mom on the phone.
Yes, we did.
And find out what's happening. And I think we got her. Hey, is this Barbara?
Yes. Who's calling?
Barbara, hi. It's Frito and Katie. From the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have Emily, your daughter, on the line with us.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. What's going on? Hi, Mom.
Right.
So, Barbara, your daughter reached out to us because she loves you, obviously, and she wants to help you house hunt, but she's getting, let's say, a little embarrassed by some of the things that you're doing at these open houses.
Embarrassed by me? What is she? Did she say why?
Well... And this is just what she told us, so, you know, feel free to fill in the gaps. Emily mentioned that you're very, let's say, hands-on. Is that accurate?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
You've got to be.
Okay.
How else are you supposed to know if the place is right? I'm not buying a house that I can't feel comfortable in.
Okay.
Fair point.
Mom, you don't need to get comfortable on their bed.
Oh, please.
I mean, there's a difference between being...
No, Mom, we've been over this.
What?
Are you joking, Mom? It's not prop furniture. The people live there. That's their bed, Mom.
Well, maybe they shouldn't make it look so comfortable, all right?
Okay. All right. So you get cozy, but what else? Do you open drawers?
No, my mom thinks she's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's like, breaking and entering was an Olympic sport. She'd have a gold medal. Mom, you opened a medicine cabinet. You have to see the storage. You have to see it. You have to see
Have you ever, Barbara, felt like you've gone too far? Or it's like an invasion of privacy? I mean, rifling through people's stuff?
Yeah.
No, I've never felt like I've gone too far.
Okay.
I have to see what I'm going to buy. I have to see if my medicine bottles all fit in the cabinet. I have to look under the bed. I have to look in the kitchen. You know,
you're rifling through the medicine.
You're trying to see. You even said you're like, oh, I'm going to add that to my skincare routine. You're not just glancing.
All right, so
they're always watching. I have to see the people I buy from have good taste.
Do you ever worry that people are seeing you do these things?
Yeah, because Emily said they're always watching.
And, like, even if it's not like an open house, people are here, there, and everywhere. I mean, people have cameras these days, right?
They do?
Well, come on.
I didn't know they have cameras everywhere.
Did you ever think about that?
Well, okay. Now listen. I mean, I'm sure I've thought about it, but it's not like they cat. I like, you know, it's not like they watch them or anything. You know, like
what,
that.
Really,
Mom? You need. You're going to get arrested. You know what?
That's the point.
Do you think that they watch me when I'm walking outside?
Outside.
What?
Yeah.
Outside. Outside. Where?
What do you mean outside?
Well, you know, sometimes when I'm driving around, I see a house for sale, and it doesn't have a fence or gate or anything. I might, well, you know, get down and just get out of my car and just walk around a bit just to see the garden, of course. Oh, my God, Mom.
Like during a showing, you mean?
No, nothing so formal, just whenever I'm in the area. Okay, you know,
you're just walking around people's yards?
That's trespassing, Mom. That is not.
They have a sign out there in front, and if they didn't want people to be walking around their yard, then why would they put a sign up? I just get out of my car, I walk around, I look at the garden, I look in the backyard.
Barbara, you can look from the street, Barb!
The street! Mom, you just glance!
You need to listen to me. You cannot just wander onto private property because they've got a sign out front.
It doesn't turn it
into a public park. It's just letting you know the house is up for sale. You can't just go inspecting the ground.
I am not going to buy a house that I only can view from the road. All right? I've got to get out. I've got to look. Sometimes, you know, I just go in the backyard. I sit on their swing if I have one. So I think they're going to keep it.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. Oh, my gosh.
You're going to go on a list.
The sign doesn't say I can't do it.
Because most people aren't crazy.
Generally, society assumes you won't go lurking around someone's backyard, Barbara, but...
Yes!
No, you guys, they wouldn't put a sign up there if it wasn't for sale. Of course you have to get out and walk around. I mean, I'm the only one who thinks this. I don't think so. I do not think I am in the wrong here.
Mom, you're too smart to be this dumb.
We say this with love.
Why, thank you, daughter.
This is the kind of stuff that only burglars and, like, appraisers do. This isn't normal.
So to recap, you think the sign is basically an open invitation.
Yes.
We all disagree.
Universally.
Including your daughter.
No.
But we need an outside perspective.
Yes.
So are you team It's For Sale, Explore Away, All Bets Are Off?
Or are you team... Ma'am, please step away from the property before you get tased, Barb.
Call us. Realtors especially. Like, how wild is this? What's allowed at an open house, or what have you seen that crosses the line?
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll see what you have coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull.
Okay.
Barbara.
So, again.
Barbara.
All we're trying to do is suss this out.
We're trying to keep Barbara from getting arrested.
I think that's bizarre. Like, I think that is taking a lot of liberties, but this is why we're taking some feedback from you guys.
What does a for sale sign in front of a house mean to you?
And what does it allow you to do as someone who allegedly might buy it?
Or what have you seen people do if you've been selling a home?
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito and Katie. Go ahead.
I was calling about the lady who is trying to buy a home.
Yes, please.
And I was going to let you know that I recently sold my home this year, and I had cameras in the house and outside. And you would be surprised. Lots of people do stuff like that. And the funniest thing is, believe it or not, it really didn't bother me, right? My wife was the one that watched the cameras, and she would show them to me. And I would see people sitting on the couches, sit on the beds, go through everything, and outside too. Like, even when the house wasn't showing, people would stop and walk around the house.
Someone would look
to see if the gate was unlocked.
Okay.
And it was hilarious, but it didn't bother me at all. It's like, okay, get a feel for the house, whatever, you know. Before we showed the house would be cleaned up, put up. Anything we didn't want no one seeing, you know, obviously was put up and locked
up. They weren't going to find.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, it's probably more common than you think. We had tons of people come through the house, and we had cameras in the house and outside, and we could watch them. And you're not really supposed to, but my wife is horrible, and she would.
Were they obvious cameras?
Yeah.
Or were they hidden?
Yes, cameras sitting on the counter in the living room. Yeah, not hidden. Cameras in the front door, the garage, the driveway, the backyard, the side yards, cameras everywhere.
I would think that, honest God, you have to assume that that's normal, because I think a lot of people have that on their house at this point. I know whenever I walk into a house, it's someone who's looking to buy a house. I am acutely aware, at least when, you know, where would the cameras be? And could someone be listening to what I am doing? But then again, you bring up a good point. If you're trying to sell the house, maybe that's a sign that they really like it. And you're like, you got a little bite of the line.
Like, congratulations on the sale of your home. I'm thinking, despite my initial surprise, I would love for people to go trespass on my property because my house in San Antonio is still for sale.
It's a year later.
Go walk all over it, please.
Dude, thank you so much for the call.
Come on in. Come on in. Take a look.
The doors are open.
If you got one of those systems with the speakers on it, maybe you talk back.
I'm going to start narrating everything.
Check the bed. Bed super soft. It conveys.
It will if you want it.
Make an offer.
How much do you like it?
We'll talk to you later, man. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Are you changing your strategy based on what we're learning?
Yeah.
What is where is the line drawn? Where is too far
also,
when you're
Barb,
looking at a house?
Where's too far for living?
Barb,
might you consider San Antonio Spring Branch?
It's only a 3-hour drive. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
A backyard Barb.
Backyard Barb. From what we're hearing,
it seems to be a common practice.
If you've got, you know, there are people who have been telling us that they have the cameras and they see people take all kinds of liberties in their home and outside of their home.
I can't imagine. Like, I just sold my home, and as a single mom with three boys, like, I'm always prepared. Like, if I looked out in my backyard and there was a stranger just wandering around, like, they're lucky that, you know,
you would not take that well.
There is that risk that you have to factor in.
Yeah, like, they could be in the house.
Yes, exactly. And if an alert goes off, you looked out, whoa!
A for sale sign doesn't mean it's empty.
Yes.
Sometimes they ain't.
They're terrible at locking the doors and things, so, like, what if one of them left the back door unlocked and that person decides, you know, it doesn't look like anybody's home. Let me just check it out.
Unfortunately, when you take action, that will be one less potential buyer. But.
Do you think Barb would draw the line there? Do you think, we should have asked her this, do you jiggle the lock?
If there wasn't a car in the driveway, she might, you know, people that feel like a sign is an invitation to just free roam. Maybe.
I mean, she didn't have boundaries, so yeah, it's entirely possible.
I mean, you just if it is unlocked, you push it open and kind of give them a hello.
Or she doesn't see the car in the drive. Does she try to go to the garage?
Yeah, kind of look in the window. Exactly. How
far? The car in the garage?
That's my, how far do you take this if you are that person?
Yeah,
which we know there
the
are those people.
Yeah, because now I'm calling the police, not my realtor.
I feel like that might have been more common pre-internet. Now you have three virtual tours and there's pictures all
there
over
are so
the
many
internet.
Ways to
well,
get
and
the
your
feel
realtors
of a house.
Will tell you yes. Like you have to watch what you say even right
yeah,
like
don't,
it's not even what you're just
it's
doing
almost
it's
like
what
a,
you say
it's like a deposition now they're like do not speak freely when we are in there. I've been told that several times. We're gonna walk through this house. We are not talking about what is in this house.
Yeah, don't
until
say
we get
how much you love it.
Back
or,
to the car.
Or don't.
Don't say
complete
anything.
Silence.
Yeah, just go. But, you know, poker face. So yeah, you have to. I cannot.
You just go in. You observe. You don't touch all the things.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Then you talk with your realtor about it later. But I don't know. I feel like if you see a house for sale, look it up online. Like take the virtual tour. Take look at the pictures. Call the realtor. Schedule the showing.
There are so many ways you can check this.
That aren't that.
Yes.
Oh.
And if you do view a house.
I would be nervous to even go on somebody's property.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely locked up when I was like, that's, but hey, man, like I said, she is not in any stretch of the imagination alone out there.
I'm glad that my house is sold and that there's
as you should be.
backyard barb.
Yeah, no backyard barb lurking in the shadows.
Backyard barb.
And just
free.
A reminder, if you do look at a house, please provide feedback.
Yes. Preferably
positive or negative.
Preferably positive.
Unless it's something to do with a house that is totally fixable. Like, I don't know, the scent of a candle that you do not enjoy. Thank you, unnamed man.
That is a conversation for a later day. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, the bull. Get ready because Katie's ready with a giant wheel full of Texas stuff. And I'm ready with tickets to reward one of you to the Texans versus the Cards next week. Wheel of Texans coming up 8:40.
Before that, Camp Mystic announces reopening date amid lawsuits. College football playoffs are suddenly a Texas takeover.
Yeah.
And Disney just said, walk this way, Mr. Tyler, right off the rock and roller coaster. Things you need to know now.
What?
Next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Camp Mystic has announced partial reopening dates for the Cypress Lake campus. An email went out yesterday morning from the camp owners that mentioned May 30th as their first day back in session. Now, the Cypress Lake campus is the one they say was not damaged in the floods.
Right.
It's not adjacent to the Guadalupe River campus. It is its own completely separate property.
Okay.
Of course, we all remember the absolute nightmare that befell the Guadalupe River campus during those July 4th floods. A nightmare that will never end for 27 families. 25 campers and two counselors were lost in those waters. And as you can imagine, and as the numerous lawsuits indicate, a lot of the families are not happy with this news.
Yeah.
Among them, Seal Stewart. That poor girl is still missing.
Really?
Her body has not been recovered.
It's been a while since I looked back on this. They still, wow.
Her family released a letter. I think it was when Camp Mystic first announced they were even considering reopening.
Yeah.
And they called the decision unthinkable.
I think that, again.
It's understandable,
that
right?
Yes, completely understand what they're talking about.
They want the camp to stay closed until their daughter is found and brought home.
I think that's important.
Also in the email, the owners, the Eastlands, they write that their safety assessment is and will remain a priority.
Okay.
They've installed new flood monitors, generators, and that every camper cabin will be given a two-way radio. And while the Guadalupe River campus will remain closed this year, it is their hope that someday we will have ability to once again utilize both camp facilities to allow for longer sessions.
Wow.
One thing not listed in the email is a camp evacuation plan or details on whether or not families could see one before actually signing up for summer 2026.
Yeah, I think that would be a key detail.
Seems like something families would want to see.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the college football playoffs.
Yes, let's.
ESPN released the rankings. Now, these are the rankings before the final rankings.
Yeah, these are the final ones that don't count. Because it's kind of a TV show, right? Every week they drop them, people move up, people move down. The only one that matters is the one that drops next
week. Yeah, the one at the end.
And that finalizes the college playoffs.
I'll tell you, as of now, three Texas-based teams are looking pretty dang good.
Absolutely,
like legit chance to make the postseason tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Texas Tech, number 4.
Yes,
Texas A&M at number 7. Total BS, but yeah, that loss to Texas got those 4 places in the rankings.
That is the question, because I feel like that's a little low.
Don't love that.
I think a spot higher would make a lot of difference.
Does that mean C-Stat hosts a playoff game?
It does mean C-Stat hosts a playoff game. Now, that playoff game would be against Notre Dame, who A&M has already played, if it broke down exactly this way. Will it? Don't know.
Remains to be seen.
But, I mean, Kyle Field hosting a playoff game is
pretty cool.
Hate that.
Right. Looking at the top 12, your top 3, Ohio State, Indiana, and Georgia.
Right.
Interestingly, North Texas is one win away from securing a spot in the bracket.
Yes, they are. Group of 5 championship would get them in.
Yeah, so they're listed at 24, but if they win, if they get a victory over Tulane in the AAC, they're
That's one of those little wrinkles, because you have to let the baby conference participate. This is how they do it.
Texas comes in at number 13 with no path to the playoffs. Sorry, not sorry. And U of H is 21.
I took my eye off U of H for a second, and yeah, they're 9-3 too.
Yeah,
they're 9-3.
All things
as well.
Considered,
and you don't hear them complaining. Sorry, I'm sorry, Todd. I get everyone wants to be into the. It's not you lost to Florida. You lost to Florida.
Unranked.
You can't lose to 4-8 Florida and get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
The committee is correct.
Sorry about you.
Moving on.
Aerosmith.
Yeah, what is this?
Aerosmith is no longer a part of Disney's Rock and Roller Coaster.
How do you pull Aerosmith off of the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster?
I don't know.
What is that about?
It's one of my favorite rides. It's one that's still very much worth the wait.
It is.
Right? Because it's always a wait. It's been a staple since 1999.
I would say it's up there with Space Mountain in terms
of the
biggest rides
Splash
that's at the park.
Is different now, isn't it?
Splash is still a big deal, but
I haven't seen it since its remodel.
Yeah.
But it's Princess
of the Frog.
It's Space.
Yeah.
It's Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, which was also set to get a makeover, but I don't know if that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to Disney all the time. I have not been in a while.
That's a hard one, too. I don't understand why you would change that or how you would change it.
Well, I still remember the pre-ride segment. Like, in my mind, I see it. Like, with Steven Tyler. So that's gone. The band's music, I guess, is still the soundtrack for now, but that's just until they finish the rebrand with The Muppets.
Oh.
Now, I don't hate that choice, but I don't love that choice.
Because The Muppets also have a band.
Electric Mayhem. The Muppet Band. They will be the new focus.
Electric Mayhem Rock and Roller Coaster.
So riders will embark on a search for the group after they go missing prior to a show. Again, not a bad premise, and I guess The Muppets needed a new home. They got rid of Muppet Vision last summer.
Yeah, you
got
to have them in.
Also, one of my favorite things. And that's to make way for Monsters, Inc. Like, they're trying to do a themed area there, which I also could not hate.
Yeah, but because, among
other things, they're going to do, like, a suspended roller coaster modeled after the Universe's Scare Floor and their door system and all that, which sounds really cool. But Muppet Vision opened back in 1991 and was one of the final projects Jim Henson worked on before he died in 1990.
Yep.
Seems disrespectful, but...
So this is Disney mega franchise musical chairs and Aerosmith lost.
Yes.
Is what you're telling me.
Or they're involved in some controversy I know not of.
Or yet. They wanted bigger royalties for the contractor.
Like,
or they're
the whole
like,
thing is like an Aerosmith-shaped guitar. Like, it's Aerosmith's ride.
It's Aerosmith.
Was that weird? Probably, but I never questioned it.
Wow.
Will it still be awesome? Yes. Will it hurt a little until the time we forgot it ever involved Aerosmith?
Yes.
Probably.
No doubt.
Change is hard and people don't like it. Ask us how we know. Those are the things we need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Coming up, Wheel of Texans, your chance to win your way into NRG. That's next. Frito and Katie, the Bull, and time to get down to business this morning and spin that wheel for your chance to get in to see the Texans and the Cardinals with our personal favorite,
the Wheel of Texans.
You know, in theory, that should get better as the season goes on, and I feel like it's gotten worse.
Every time, man. It is so... It's like I'm looking for the button. We're not
making eye contact.
You're right. Whatever happened to mid-season form?
Yeah.
Like you're... Yeah.
We're getting real sloppy over here.
Oh, Lord.
But the rules remain the same.
Yes, they do.
We will spin this wheel three times. You will get three trivia questions, each with multiple choice answers.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get two of them correct, you're going to go see the Texans take on the Cards December 14th.
I know you're ready for this. We're going to get right to it. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll spin the wheel next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
People are psyched.
Yeah.
People are amped.
Yeah.
Because the Texans are on a heater. And you want to see it live. Let's make it happen. This is the Wheel of Texans. Eye contact really helps. Holy
cow.
It's
like a high five.
You gotta place it. Let's meet our contestant this morning. Frito and Katie. Who's this?
Hello, this is Chris.
Chris, it's time for the Wheel of Texans. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm very nervous, but very ready.
Don't be nervous.
Are you a Texan?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Okay.
And do you like the Texans?
I love the Texans.
I feel like this should be a breeze.
Let's knock it out.
The wheel will decide your fate.
Yes, it will.
Talking Texan.
Ooh, talking Texan. Texan sayings and phrases and such. What does the word tumped mean to a Texan? Tumped. Is it A, to misjudge the depth of a puddle by a factor of 10? As in, I thought it was 2 inches. My whole boot got tumped. Is it B, to knock, tip, or turn over, especially accidentally, as in, oh no, my Dr. Pepper tumped over? Or is it C, the state of one's hair after wearing a cowboy hat all day? Let me go home and shower. My bangs are all tumped.
I'm going to go B. That makes the most sense.
In fairness, all three make sense. B is just correct. I like the alternate usage. I might pick some of those up, frankly.
Your bangs are all...
Your bangs are so tumped.
They actually credit that to the South for what it's worth. But.
Jingle hell, jingle hell.
A new category.
A brand new first time category that's definitely been on that wheel this entire time.
Are you in luck? Okay, the company from its jingle. Okay, we'll play you the clip. Then give you the choices. You tell us what it is.
That's what I like about Texas.
That's what I like about Texas. Is that the jingle for Dairy Queen, Whataburger, or P. Terry's Burger Stand?
I'm going to go Whataburger.
It is not Whataburger. It is actually the jingle for Dairy Queen. Did you know Dairy Queen is not a Texas company? Despite its advertising to the contrary, referred to as the Texas stop sign.
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't even created in the South.
No.
It was created in Illinois, and I think their headquarters are based in Minnesota.
As I recall, they have
Texas
commercials.
Is a key market.
They have commercials for everyone else, and then they have the Texas campaign.
Like, there are unique Texas menu items, I grant you.
Yes.
Rural DQs are better than most. But still.
Y'all,
duplicitous.
I rolled up on a DQ in Philadelphia. Explain that.
You can't. Absolutely hate that.
Shall I play the full commercial?
Yeah, lay it on real thick.
Just here. Check.
And you know what I like about
Texas? Yeah, you my still have one, but we have to. This is a side quest, y'all.
You know what I like about my state capital is also the live music capital of the world. And more songs have been written about Texas than any other state. You know what else I like? At DQ, I can build my favorite Hunger Buster any way I want it. And only DQ's got Orange Julius and premium fruit smoothies. Hear that, Texas? That's the sound of hunger being busted.
DQ, that's what I like about Texas.
Now you know. Exposed.
Appropriation.
Okay, now we do have one more spin of the wheel.
Back to business.
Sorry about that. It was very important.
Texas triumphs?
Oh, how fun.
What?
It actually ties to our recent discovery.
Does it now?
In that commercial, you might have heard the woman say that there are more songs written about the state of Texas than any other state. Is that, in fact, true? So your options are true or false. Are there, in fact, more songs written about the state of Texas than any other? What do you think?
So we got a 50-50 shot.
50-50 shot. Say no.
Oh, man.
Say false.
I'm going to go false.
That's right.
Hey!
False?
Really?
The answer is New York, and it's not close. Like, maybe if it was just country songs. But, like, in general, across all genres, New York reigns supreme with close to 6,000 mentions. California is second, 3,259. Texas comes in third, 2,783.
You know what? If you were going to be lying this whole time,
I mean,
why would you start telling the truth now? Why would you change it up, boys?
Well, I'll tell you, I was going to never eat Dairy Queen again if Dairy Queen tossed me going to the Texans game. So.
But they did not. That's
right.
Dairy Queen's safe. I don't want you to punish the fine establishments that are out there. I just think they're a level of honesty.
Don't love false advertising.
I don't like it.
We don't do that here. And you are, in fact, going to see the Texans take on Arizona.
True.
Sunday, December 14th.
Hang on the line, man. Frito, Katie, the Bull, good morning. I don't want to beat this into the ground, but we're talking about the DQ thing. Just one more time. So I heard it too.
You know what I like about Texas? My state capital is also the live music capital of the world. And more songs have been written about Texas than any other state.
False,
you know
what it turns out.
At DQ, I can build my favorite hunger buster any way I want it. And
that's true.
DQ's got Orange Julius and premium fruit smoothies.
Mm-hmm. Well, go
First
ahead.
Of all, DQ not a Texas company? Please, you missed it. Go back, listen to the podcast. Orange Julius. Now, they didn't take credit for inventing the Orange Julius.
Because they couldn't.
Well, because... I mean, they couldn't make a lot of claims that they went on to make. Actually, surprised they didn't. But the Orange Julius was created before them. And it was its own freestanding business, right? Like, does it still exist? Because, like, Orange Julius
was in every mall in America.
It was a mall institution.
You could get, that is the only place you might be able to get it outside of an Orange Julius.
Yeah, but Orange Julius
Orange
exists.
Julius is a very real business that, what do you mean?
Orange Julius was acquired by Dairy Queen.
Well, okay, that's great and all, but you can still find an Orange, no?
No.
They shut down
Orange Julius chains and made them Dairy Queen treat centers.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. You know what? Apologies. We're apologies.
Hey, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, exactly. You guys. I hats off. Tip of the cap, friends.
Good investment.
All right. So here is something that is certified Texan. That'd be Parker McCollum. How do we know? Well, he's from here, but he's also playing Fort Worth for New Year's Eve because that's what a Texan would do. We're trying to send you and give you a hotel stay courtesy of our friends at Universal Music Group. And if you want to go, text the word new, N-E-W, to 20357. That is new, N-E-W, to 20357. Good luck.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Thank you to McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I did not get a Grinch menu yet, Neil.
Just know they're out. They are out.
They're out? Pickle. Oh, no. Oh, see, that's my biggest concern.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I mean, worry about that. Like, no.
I think you'd be okay today.
I think you'll be
the pickle salt fries and the Grinch socks. And
very cool.
A Big Mac or a 10-piece nug. Who doesn't get a Big Mac attack from time to time?
I know I do. I mean, that's like, what do you want me to say? Anyway, moving on.
Freebie. Mm-hmm. Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
Wyoming. One of the answers to a question in today's Money Minute is Wyoming.
All right.
But which one?
Got that one, though.
10 possible choices?
Yep. And we're gonna find out. Options. We're going to find out by the end of this this next segment.
Not you could yet. Still get in on the Money Minute. We could be calling you today even. You just have to sign up to play. Mm-hmm. And if you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, we'll give you some cash.
All right, $100. Sign up. TheBullHouston.com/contest. We'll play the Money Minute next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Christopher, good morning. How are we doing today, man?
Good. I am fantastic. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing good. I will tell you that Christopher is a brother broadcaster. He did some radio in college, which I was very happy to find out about.
Oh, that's cool.
Loves the show.
This is very
love
true.
Love you, Christopher. Yes. I will
love y'all.
I will not tell you what he said about how he feels his chance starts. I don't want to jinx it.
Well, I feel like it's faded because the freebie today was Wyoming.
Yeah. That's
and that
true.
Is where Chris is from.
And that is my home state, y'all. That is my home state. You know what's crazy is that I grew up saying y'all all the time, and then I moved to Texas, and everybody in Wyoming thought I was crazy, but then I moved to Texas, and it was just secondary. Like, yeah, it was easy. So
I
felt
gonna say
at
you
home.
Stopped using it.
Yeah, exactly. Then I started I switched to use guys or yins or some other weird. All right, let's get down to business.
Or Whataburger.
10 questions, 60 seconds. You got to get them all right. You can pass on any of the questions. And if we have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at your passes. You just can't change answers once you give them. That's the only thing. Are we ready to go?
All right. Let's lock in.
Let's lock in. Woo! Katie, are we ready? Woo!
We're ready. What does IVF stand for? IVF.
IVF?
Mm-hmm.
That stands Inverto fertilization.
What colors are the squares on a standard checkers board?
Standard checkers board is red and black.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
Pentagon, oh gosh, that is a five-sided.
In what document is the line, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
That is in the Declaration of Independence.
If you have a pie with 16 slices and you give away four, how many are left?
Pie with 16 slices, I give away four, it's 12.
What game involves launching small birds at pigs to destroy their structures?
Pass.
How many syllables are in the word Mississippi?
M-I-S-S-I-P-I-P-P-I. Nine. Mother pearl. God bless America.
I know.
God bless America. Loud noises.
All right, now minus syllables, which kind of derailed you a little bit.
That did. God bless America.
That's okay. That's okay.
He cut out on the first one, but I heard it come back. So he had it. So all the ones he answered were correct
until the syllables. And
Game involves launching small birds at pigs?
Angry Birds.
Four syllables in Mississippi.
Yeah, four syllables.
Oh. Yeah.
And you would have got the Wyoming one.
You would have got Wyoming.
Son of a biscuit. Can I ask what the Wyoming question was?
Go ahead.
What is the least populated U.S. state?
Oh, my gosh. It's Wyoming. 500,000 people. It's also an amazing cowboy state. Go Pokes.
Hell yes.
And go, Chris, please sign up again.
Yeah, dude, please punch in again. TheBullHouston.com/contests.
You know what? I definitely will, and I will be back. Don't you worry about that.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I was going to talk about the most popular Wikipedia pages for the year.
Okay.
It's Charlie Kirk.
Was it now?
I could give you some others.
Right.
But then I found this story.
Hmm.
Pile of Puppies is a nonprofit that exists in Portland.
Okay.
All they do is bring litters of puppies to children facing serious or long-term illnesses for little play dates.
Wow.
Pile of Puppies.
Greatest idea. I mean, I think it came from actually a bit on Scrubs, like way back in the day.
Probably.
Box of Kittens therapy. I have always been a believer that you could do that. Box of Kittens therapy, and probably improve people's lives in general. Just dump a box of kittens on them. But they're doing it for real, and they're doing it with puppies. Wow, take all
Family
my money.
Families say it's amazing.
I cannot imagine how great that would be if you were a kid.
They come to your house.
And then it's a puppy play day.
Yeah.
With this entire litter.
Yeah, lifts their spirits.
And it
Started by a woman who grew up managing a chronic condition, later developed an autoimmune disorder.
Wow.
But she had a surprise visit with a coworker's group of puppies, and it left her feeling really great. And she's like, what if I could pass this on?
Incredible.
And so she does. It runs on donations and grants, and they arrange thousands of visits every year.
Get on that here, you guys. Good night. Need a side gig?
Houston Pets Alive.
Yeah, I'm talking to you a couple of minutes. Now, that's wonderful. This is terrifying. YouTube is heading into the realm that Spotify and Apple Music have been in for a little while, which, the end of the year recap. But with YouTube, the videos you've watched in 2025.
How are they shoehorning AI DJs into something?
They are going to give a year-end wrap-up of your YouTube page. With the videos you've watched in 2005, you can select 12 different themes. The recap is a spin on Spotify's rap, but it's going to assign you also a personality type based on viewing habits, such as adventurer, skill builder, and creative spirit. This rolled out yesterday. Check your account, because that sounds like...
I feel like they're all going to say psychopath. Like, I'm trying to imagine the one my children...
Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord.
Would get.
Yeah, what do you get?
Which is tied to our accounts, which means I'm probably on a list somewhere now.
Quick, quick login. Get back to this at a later date. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.